A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When a great crowd gathered, and people from town after town came to Jesus, he said in a parable, "A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell on the path, and was trampled on, and the birds of the earth ate it up. Some fell on the rock, and as it grew up, it withered for lack of moisture. Some fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew with it and choked it. Some fell into good soil, and when it grew, it produced 100-fold. As he said this, he called out, "Let anyone with ears to hear, listen." Then his disciples asked him what this parable meant. He said, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of God, but to others I speak in parables, so that looking they may not perceive, and listening they may not understand." Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. The ones on the path are those who have heard, then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved. The ones on the rock are those who, when they hear the word, receive it with joy, but these have no root. They believe only for a while, and in a time of testing, fall away. As for what fell among the thorns, these are the ones who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature. But as for that in the good soil, these are the ones who, when they hear the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart, and bear fruit with patient endurance. Today's gospel selection tells us about the crowd who was following Jesus, who then started to teach them using parables. Some might think that these are only fairy tales created by a speaker. They are not. In fact, they are important tools that can better illustrate a message. Films, songs, and other communication techniques are parables of a sort, and they are widely used to make a powerful message more intelligible and easier to remember. If we just watch a film or listen to songs in the background, we can enjoy films and songs, but if we pay attention to what we see and listen to, then we will discover the message they are presenting. That is why in today's parable, Jesus told the crowd, "Let anyone with ears to hear, listen." Listening is the key. Otherwise, a parable is only a parable, a story for simple, uneducated people. We know today's parable. Matthew, Mark, and Luke tell it. A sower went out to sow his seed, some of which fell on the path and was trampled on. Some fell on the rock. Some fell among thorns, and some fell into good soil. The sowing was abundant and generous. Not all the seeds developed their potentialities to bear fruit, except the ones that fell into good soil. These produce 100-fold, according to Luke, or 30-fold and 60-fold and 100-fold, according to Matthew and Mark. Luke tells us that the seed is the word of God that is sown abundantly into the soil that represents the many listeners gathered around Jesus. The seeds are good, and the minds and hearts of the listeners were made to be good soil. Different circumstances interfere and do not allow the seed to develop and produce fruit. It's a pity, for each mind and heart has the ability to accept the seed and let it grow. What a waste, one could say. So much labor, so many seeds lost. How much love we can see in the sower who insists on calling each and every person to accept his call. "Come to me," Jesus insists, "all you who suffer." For Jesus is the generous sower. "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." So let anyone with ears to hear, listen. I will not explain here the types of soil into which seed was sown. For if the soil are the listeners, their minds and their hearts, there are lots and lots of personal stories, feelings and different circumstances that might hinder the growth of the good seed, notwithstanding the goodwill of each person. I would like to reflect a little bit on what I will call the intermezzo, the in-between the telling of the parable to the crowd and its explanation to the disciples. Matthew says that the disciples asked Jesus, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" Luke wrote that the disciples asked Jesus what this parable meant. He answered, "To you it has been given to know the secrets, the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others I speak in parables." Who are the others, one might ask. I imagine this parable to be a snapshot of the crowd gathered around Jesus. He saw and he knew the type of people crowding around him. There were those, he knew, that were there to test him, to find words or ideas with which to accuse him in order to silence him, to get rid of him. Pharisees were always somewhere around, and the Sadducees and the doctors of the law. These considered themselves enemies of the carpenter from Nazareth and defenders of their traditions. Then there were those who were sick or had problems to solve, and they waited for a chance to be healed, even if only by touching the fringe of his garment. There were those who loved to hear him preach, for he taught them as one having authority, though some found his teaching difficult, and they asked, "Who can accept it?" They no longer went along with him. And there were the disciples, his followers, who asked questions when they did not understand him, for they listened in order to learn, to grow in their faith. This is what the apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." This is what the bulk of our prayer should be, "Increase our faith," or better, "Help us to make good use of our faith." For it is not that size matter that much. For Jesus told his disciples, "If you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you could say to the sycamore tree, 'Be rooted up and be planted in the sea,' and it will obey you." It is what we do with our faith that matters. If we accept the good seed, and we care, and try to remove what could be an obstacle to its growth, this is what matters. Is it that important to produce 100-fold? This is our target. But if all notwithstanding, we can only produce 30-fold or 60-fold, we should not despair, but we should put into God's hands what we manage to produce. Then He will do the rest. We will surely hear Him tell us, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master." This is what I hope to hear directly from God's mouth, not because of my faith or works, but because of His abundant love for me, for each one of us personally.